My name is Dhirini Grifa, and this is a poem of mine called While Bleeding. In a vintage boutique on Sullivan's Quay, I lift a winter coat with narrow bodice, neat lapels, tight waist, a fallen hem. It's far too expensive for me, but the handwritten label 1915 brings it to my chest in armfuls of red. In that year, someone drew a blade through a bolt of fabric and stitched this coat into being. I carry it to the dressing room, slip my arms in. Silk lining spills against my skin. I clasp the belt and draw a slow breath as a cramp curls again where blood stirs and melts. In glass, I am wrapped in the weight of old red. Red pinched into girl cheeks and smeared from torn knees, lipstick blotted on tissue. All the red bled into pads and rags. The weight of red, the weight for red that we share. In the mirror, the old coat blushes. This pocket may once have sheltered something precious, a necklace, a love letter, or a fresh egg, feather warm, its shell brittle around a hidden inner glow, held loosely so it couldn't crack, couldn't leak through seams, so it couldn't stain the dress within. So I love vintage clothes shops, how they give us as adults a rare and strange gift in that they let us do something that was very natural to us as kids, which is they let us open up a dress-up box and shrug off our adult identities and all our worries and everything we fret over as adults and imagine ourselves in the life of someone else. So with this poem, While Bleeding, I remember actually the way that I wrote it and the moment that I wrote it vividly, because unlike a lot of my other poems, I really did live this moment, or a moment, I suppose, very like it. I did go into a vintage shop and I really did try on an old red coat from 1915 that I couldn't afford. And as I was putting it on, I was thinking a lot of that year, you know, a year of blood and bloodshed and how many men and women were profoundly affected by the war. So even though I really wanted to own the coat, I couldn't buy it. It was too dear for me. And I remember so clearly rushing to my car, jotting down the few lines of this poem on the back of a receipt that I found in the glove box of the car. And the poem in that moment almost felt like it wrote itself. And I'll never know really what happened to the coat, either before I encountered it or after I left it. But what I love about this poem is how it adds a little chapter to the history of that coat.